Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 16, 1816, notices posted in the publication The Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette tells us about resistance to enslavement in Barbados. That particular edition of the newspaper showed that even in a tiny island like Barbados, where the options for living outside of the plantation spaces were quite limited, many of the enslaved people were not prepared to settle for the condition in which they were placed. Aside from forms of resistance, such as work stoppages or pretending to be ill, many chose to flee the estates at any opportunity that presented itself. This was whether they intended to leave permanently or not. These Maroons, as they are called, either went into hiding in another part of the island, often in the towns, posing as free blacks, at least until their identities were revealed, or they went into the many caves and gullies that dot the island. Several were also able to get on board ships and boats that moved around the various islands in the Caribbean and left the island that way. In the January 16, 1816 newspaper, there were several notices scattered across its pages asking for the return of laborers. Notably, they were all in relation to women or children. The most detailed notice was in relation to a 22-year-old woman named Charlotte. She had left her owner's premises located at an area called Cotton Coast since the previous August and had apparently been seen at various locations including Holtung in St. James and Pori Springs St. Thomas. Her owner offered the then hefty sum of 50 shillings to have her returned to him or be lodged in the cage in Bridgetown. This was a place at the top of Broad Street where recaptured people were kept until claimed by their owners. So despite laws on the books that had serious punishments attached to them for persons fleeing the plantations or for those that harbored them, during Barbados' colonial period, local authorities were often searching for laborers who had gone missing from the estates. According to historian Jerome Handler, enslaved people fleeing the estates deprived them of their labor and were a threat to the plantation system because they could directly or indirectly incite or encourage other laborers to leave the plantations as well, causing a disruption of the social order. The laborers were valuable property, and this value was reflected in the generous rewards offered for their recapture and the stiff penalties that would be meted out for harboring them. These notices tells us that even under the harsh conditions that existed for many black people in plantation-based colonial society, people were prepared to risk punishment to secure the freedom that many desired. In fact, just 3 months later, this resistance would be taken to a new level with the outbreak of the Great Rebellion of April 1816.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.